things like that witchcraft, that voodoo. Some say we'll ever have a court case that's pending, and it seems unwinnable. Get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write that mailing address down. Those of you that are calling, the telephone number, my friends, is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. You know, I've had herbal teas and remedies for those of you who have that heart condition. Those of you that wanted to lose weight. Some right now have trouble growing hair. Some of you have that nature, my friends, that's on vacation. Some say, wherever I got that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, getting up in the evening trying to make to the restroom, holding on to the dressers and the doorknobs. Friends, telephone number 404-212-2444. Again, that's 404, area code 404-212-2444. And I'll be here at the prayer line all throughout the day asking you, and especially you, my friends, not to give up. Just that faith, my friends, can bring you through, whether you know it or not. That faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, friends, some say, well, right now, if they didn't have bad luck, they wouldn't have no luck at all. Seems like mosquitoes won't even bite you. I'll be here right here today, my friends, asking you not to give up, praying with you that are trying to overcome. Write that telephone number down, friends. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. I'll be here throughout the day. Those of you that are writing, my friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. And I know, my friend, that you too can come through. That situation, my friends, can be turned around. Some say, well, Rev, they've tried other situations on losing weight. They've tried. Oh, my friends, we put these teas together for many and many a moon, my friends, many a years. Well, you know, in the days of old, my friends, there used to be someone on the farm that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back. Come back, bonnet, steep it and strain it, so he can make it in the fields the next morning without that pain. Yes, my friends, that swelling, that arthritis, yes, friends. Again, telephone number 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. And I know, friends, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Again, write it down, friends. That's 404-212-2444. Oh, my God. Now, again, let me give you that mailing address. Those of you that are writing, whatever donation you send from your heart, put that prayer request down so we can lay it on the altar. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, 30321. Oh, my God. Right now, we're going to ask that you join us just for a minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, my friends. Let's fill the eyes for as far as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. Lay your hand on your radio, my friends. Join us.
Be faithful.
my God, my God. My friends, I'm asking you, friends, not to give up. I'm asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter what it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For if you have just the faith, God will be there to extol the will that you have in your heart, my friends. All you need is that faith. The Lord will sit there, my friends, while you're in the flood. God will be with you, my friends, when the heat is too hot for you to handle. There's a way, my friends, to turn situations around, and all you need, my friends, is just that faith. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, my God. And I ask you not to give up. No matter what you're going through, no matter how long you've been troubled, there's a way being made out of no way, friends. For many of God's people that had just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, friends. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial us right back. Oh, good God. Now, friends, those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. Oh, my God. Yes, friends, over these holidays that are coming through, we're asking that you, my friends, keep that prayer with you. Back in the days, we always kept a Bible in the back of, or the front of the car. Nowadays, some of us don't have that back window like we used to have in days of old. But there's a way to keep that prayer with you, my friends, with just that faith. This is Reverend Gregory. Again, that mailing address, my friends, is Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. The book of Genesis through Revelations is real. And if you have that faith, you too can come through. Again, my friends, whether you have a sickness that's natural or unnatural, whether you have a problem with no peace in your home or no success on that job, I'll be here asking you, friends, not to give up. Some are dealing with evildoers, my friends, with that witchcraft and more. And you're saying to yourself, you're wondering what to do to just stop it so you don't have to go through it. Oh, my God, to cease and desist. Oh, good God. Our time is going mighty fast on this long day here on another Lord's Day. And we're asking you, my friends, not to give up and to pray over everything that you do. Whether a court case pending, whether you have enemies around you, whether you have a sickness in your body and you've been back and forth to the doctor and your medicine cabinet is full of pills, and you still have the same ailment. Oh, my God. Write that telephone number down, friends. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, you just dial me right back. And I'm asking that you keep that prayer with you throughout the day. Some just work Lord's Prayer, Psalms 23. Some works 27. Some people keep up with Psalms 121. Oh, good God. My friends, prayer is the key. But prayer without works is dead. Oh, good God. Our time is drawing down, friends. For further information, I'll be here at the prayer line all throughout the day. That telephone number, my friends, is 404-212-2444. May God bless you, keep you till we meet again. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Amazing grace. All the way through 2017. And it was your grace and your mercy. Y'all must not know it's the first year. The first week in the new year. Everybody here that came through 2017, sing that again for me. Through many dangers, tars and snares, I'm already come. Thank you, Jesus. Sing like it's a new year. So many tars and so many snares. I'm already. He brought you over. Nothing but grace. So safe. And that same grace. Seated. Father, we thank you right now. Thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. So much for bringing us through, bringing us over, bringing us around, bringing us under. Whatever way you brought us, we're glad that you brought us. Asking right now, Lord, that you continue to shine your light upon us. Now as your word comes forth, we ask, Lord, that it comes forth like it should. Make me your mouthpiece and your sounding board so that I may bring it like you want me to. And prayerfully not ever drive anybody away, but only to draw people to you. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Once again, Happy New Year. And I'm going to apologize that the tree is not down. We were supposed to come over yesterday, but we had an appointment to go to and was too tired yesterday afternoon. So we're going to shine on a little while longer with the tree. It'll be gone by next week, okay? Amen. Isn't that something? I didn't want the tree here. Now it doesn't look like I can get rid of it. Amen. The things you do for love. I think it's a song by that name, ain't it? Amen. Amen. It's a new year. A new beginning. Somebody getting a new start, amen? But I want to talk to you from an old passage, one of my favorites. You'll recognize it. We'll talk a little bit about that and try to shine some light on what we've been through and what we pray that God would bring us through for this year. Amen. Acts 9 chapter, if you will, starting at the first verse. I'll give you a chance to get there. Let me just say a new understanding can sometimes bring a new direction. When you understand things a little bit better, you can aim at a better target, if you will. A new responsibility can bring a new direction. Amen. When we were having kids, every time we had another kid, I was like, oh Lord, I got to kick it a little harder. Amen. So, you know, but a new year can bring a new direction. Acts 9 chapter, starting at the first verse, reads like this. And you know this story. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly, there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Simply put, our subject for today is a new direction. A new direction. You see, we must all be susceptible to direction. Can I get a witness? Even if you're doing wrong, you got to know how to follow directions, amen? When you find out that your present direction is not beneficial to you, then you must be amenable to a new direction. Common sense and understanding should kick in. If you're doing something that is counterproductive and you're continually bumping your head against the wall and the wall doesn't move, you need a new direction, amen? Saul of Tarsus. Saul was a government agent. Born in Tarsus to well-off parents. Educated in the Jerusalem faith in Jerusalem. He worked for the anti-Christian Sanhedrin Council, amen, which was a government, if you will, agency. Saul had been taking direction all his life, but it wasn't always the best direction. Amen. Sometimes we think we know something, and we get to be older and older, and in our old age, we realize, hey, that wasn't right. But it's never, ever too late to turn around. I don't care how old you are. It's sometimes hard to convince people they need a new direction. Some folk just don't get it. Saul thought he was doing right. Saul had arrest powers. Oh, yeah. But he didn't arrest criminals. He arrested and persecuted Christians. And he was feared for his tenacity. Amen. When he came at you, he was coming to get you. Society and peer pressure told him he was doing the right thing. Amen. And that's a message to our young people. Sometimes peer pressure make you think you're doing the right thing. But it's how Saul was trained, and he was good at it. He had no plans to stop till Jesus came in his life. Sometimes we don't have any plans to quit doing what we're doing until we have an encounter with the Lord. Saul was so sure of himself till he wouldn't wait for a mission. He'd go ask for one. Verse 9 and 2 says, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings, still threatening people, and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. He didn't wait to be called. He went there. And desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, any Christians, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Remember I said Saul had arrest powers? He went to the high priest to get some arrest warrants. That's basically what he got. And if he was going to find anybody that was worshiping Jesus, he could bring them bound. Not just say, come on, go with me. Lock them up and bring them back to Jerusalem. Amen? But you see, mankind alone could not have convinced Saul that he needed a new direction. Sometimes we tell people over and over again, and it just doesn't do any good. You just got to turn them over to the Lord. Amen. Only the presence of Jesus can really make somebody turn around. Sometimes wrongdoing is buried deep down in your soul, and you need the shovel of salvation in order to dig it out. Can I get a witness? And we all need to look at the road signs sometime. See, when you're traveling, you need to be able to look at the signs. If you want to get direction, have you ever wondered why road signs are accompanied by bright flashing lights? Because you can't ignore bright lights. They get your attention, amen? Road closed, men at work, detour, whatever it may say, you can't ignore them. But if the light is bright enough, it'll get your attention day or night. 9:3 says, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shine round about him a light from heaven. You see, Saul had traveled many, many roads, but he had never, ever encountered a light from heaven. He had journeyed far and wide. He went 140 miles from Jerusalem to Damascus to try to arrest some Christians. Amen, but he was not prepared for this road sign that came upon him. You see, he was accompanied by his deputies, and when he saw the light, the deputies saw the light also. Amen. Sometimes you can just be in the presence of evil. Like I tell young people all the time, they say, well, I wasn't doing anything. I was just with them. Well, if you with them, amen, either you're going to see the light or you're going to get a new direction. Can I get a witness? Sometimes you can be on the right road, but just going the wrong way. Right? Your friends might ask you, why don't you just turn around? Amen. You know, it seems like it's a simple thing. Just turn around. But verse 9:4 says this, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul. Even Jesus wanted to know, even though he already knew. He was asking Saul for his own edification. Why persecuted thou me? Why do you keep going down this wrong direction? What's on your mind? Amen. You know, you need to meet Jesus on the road of life. And you get orders for a new direction. You might not think you're prepared for your new direction. But But if Jesus sends you, then I promise you he'll prepare you. You see, Saul was prepared for his old direction. Had a whole bunch of arrest warrants in his pocket. Probably had his chains and handcuffs, Ed, along with him. Ready to bound somebody down and bring him to Jerusalem. But Jesus intervened. You might need a spiritual intervention every now and then in order to change your direction. Verse 9 and 6 says, and he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. See, Jesus gave Saul his new direction. And even though physically he never changed directions, spiritually he changed direction 180 degrees. The road became a whole lot straighter. Can I get a witness? Sometimes we're traveling down a curvy road. And you know, when you're driving in the curves, you got to slow down. In other words, if you don't slow down, you might go off the side. But you need a straight road so you don't have to worry about falling in a ditch. You don't have to worry about hitting a tree. You don't have to worry about getting over in the weeds. Acts 9 and 11 says this, and the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street which is called Straight. Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. This is the Lord's message to Ananias, somebody who was afraid of Saul, but he wanted Ananias to know that Saul was on a straight street. Now, can I get a witness? I don't know about you, but some of us need to get a straight direction, because we've been driving in the curves far too long. Can I get a witness? And every time you look around, we got to get a rocket truck to come and pull us out of the ditch somewhere. But it's time to get a new direction. You see, Jesus will show you the way. We don't have to stay on the wrong road. Just ask God through his son Jesus. James 1 and 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. In other words, whatever you want to know, you can ask God. If you don't think that Ronnie has the right answer, you can ask God. If the deacons don't have the right answer, you can ask God. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally. And upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. All you got to do is ask.